Excuses, excuses. Harry was often late for school. When the teacher asked him why he was late, he always had an excuse. "My alarm clock didn't go off," he said one morning. "The bus broke down," he told her another morning. "My poor doggie was badly sick," he added yet another morning. Usually, he just couldn't get out of bed because he stayed up playing games at night. When he didn't hand in his homework, he had an excuse for this as well. "The dog ate it," was one excuse. "My computer crashed," was another. "My backpack was stolen," was yet another. Actually, the real reason was that he had forgotten to do it, or he just didn't want to do it and left it until he was too tired. He always thought of someone or something to blame for his mistakes. "What's wrong, Harry? Why are your grades so bad?" his mother asked him one afternoon. "It's not my fault, Mom," Harry replied. "My teacher isn't very good." "Then I will phone the school and talk to your principal," his mother said.
"No, no,"
Harry said quickly. "That won't help. He doesn't like me." "Then we'll have to send you to a different school," his father said. "You won't see your friends anymore, but your grades are more important." Harry thought about this for a minute. He didn't want to change schools. Then he said, "I probably could do my best to get to school on time." "That would be fine," his mother replied. "But what about your homework?" "Well," he said, "I suppose I could work harder to keep up with my homework as well. I think I'll go and do today's homework right now." When Harry had left the room, his father said to his mother, "That wasn't too difficult, was it?"